We continue with Hilchos Shabbos. We continue with the next siman, Siman Shin Beis, on the bottom of page 170, which, as we mentioned before, really we're talking about the Melacha Beitzah, but then there was about carrying out water, which got into garments carrying out water, which then that takes us into the problem about, you know, that it might be laundering, squeezing out the water. So that's Siman Shin Beis. Din and Nikui, the Halachas of cleaning, with kippul abagadim Shabbos and folding garments and Shabbos of Yud Gimel Sifim, and there's 13 paragraphs. Says Mechab Sefalf. Someone shakes out a new black talis from the dew that's on it. Chayiv is liable. Because the shaking out is good to it, like laundering. Now, says Mechab, this is if he's particular regarding it, that he wouldn't wear it without shaking off the dew. All the more so, that it's forbidden to shake a garment, that was soaked in water. Or, as we continue to daf pevav menalv, she ardu love gusham, or it rained on it. Now, v'dafka beget chadash shemakber alav. Not this specifically a new garment, the one particular regarding it, says the kolboy. Now, yeshem, some say, says Jamal further, also nara beget, that's forbidden to shake out a garment, as we continue to page 172, min avik shalav, and the dust that's on it, imakber alav, if it's particular regarding it. And it's good to be concerned for his words. It's Rashi in Erzrua. Continues drama for the Avamut to Lahasa Anoitzis, but it's permitted to remove the feathers in a beged of Shabbos that's from a garment on Shabbos, as Erzrua, and ends of drama of Ayel Kamon Simish Shin Lamed Zayin. Says the Mishabura, Sif Katin Aleph. So the Mechabe said, if someone shakes out a talis that's Chadasha, that's new, that's black from the dew that's on it, he's Chayiv. Says the Mishpah Chadash and Mikiret called new. If it wasn't really used really so much, so near Bechadusha, you still see that it's still newish. That the Sharetin Ois Aleph brings this Magen Ram other Achrinim, and the washing regarding this, that it doesn't make a difference either way. Unlike what we said in Sivik Gimel later on in the Prima Gadol, it just doesn't look newish. Not if it was washed. Siv Katan Beis, and it's a problem if it's specifically with Shchayra, if it's black. Because of a chiver v'simki, but if it's white or red, less lamba, then it doesn't make a difference to us. And the time, the reason is the chadash or shchayr, when it's new and black, minkar yipo danir, the way it makes it nicer is recognizable through the shaking that's being done. Now, Masha Kasav Shemak, but this that he writes that is particular regarding it. At the time, the reason is the azach shiva nir kumay kibris, then the shaking out is considered like laundry. Of main dark alak, but if it's not as known to be particular about it, near and sometimes ways without shaking it out. Mutbal Narav, look at Chilvin, it's allowed to shake it out even initially. Instead of cutting Gimel. And the Ramah said, for sure, if we got rained on it, Sivkat Gimel, Gosham, Bechulu, Bezeh, Ein Chiluk, and now regarding that case, there's no difference between Shachal, Shatzavayim, if it's black or some other color, come over tell Leilik, like we did differentiate regarding dew that we mentioned before. Because the Dav Gosham is specific about the issue of mood, which is just a little bit of dew in Makbal Narav, it's not particular to shake it out, El Bochmi, only if it's black. But over here, Shamayim Rubim, where it's a lot of water, the norm is to be particular to shake it out in all garments. And there's going to be a problem about schita of malabin of squeezing out. The Sharatin Dalad says, look at the Bi'aloch and the Ramaskal Yeshamim. Sivkot and Dalad. Now, this specifically, Chadash Makbar Lav, if it's new, that you're particular garment, it's limited to say the Mistam, who Makbar Lav, we can presume that he's particular and that to shake it out. Because it gets shriveled, it shrinks through the water. Even if the garment is old, one has to be careful from shaking it out from the water forcibly. Being in a way, that's going to come to squeezing and that shaking out, like it's known, when the garment is absorbed from water, it's waterlogged, it gets squeezed out very well by shaking it. That's a Shalta Gibram, and El Rabbi brings it. Sivkot and hay. Some say the asal and nar, did you not go ahead and shake out a garment from the dust that's on it if he's makbid about it? Says the Mishabura, who does Rashi b'siyatoi. This is the opinion of Rashi and those who hold like him. The story that they hold the other mimigwa. This is the Gemara Rabbi Hunda. Rabbi Hunda says, "Am nar talisa b'shabbos. If someone shakes out his talis on Shabbos, chayv chatzis, chayv chatzis. Then that is because nar talisa b'no avik va'ofer shnivel boy. He shakes out the talis from the dust and the earth that got stuck into it, is liable for whitening, like laundry. Now, specifically if it's white or black. meaning if it's new and black. But if it's old or white or red, then we're not bothered with it, like we said over there, like we said over there regarding dew, which the Shara Tzinai 12 brings. And regarding this, it's also called new, as long as it wasn't really used so much. Like we said, it's still new-ish. It says Mishpur further, he says, the intent of the Ramah also is that specifically it's new and black. So this, he says, in the terminology of prohibition, which means, let us know, if it's not particular, then a filo, then even Isur al-Islamba, then there's not even going to be an Isur. So we've cut involved. And Ramah said, it's good to be concerned for that opinion regarding the dust. I'm Bel Yerabish, because of the Medina, Yesh Isbiz, Me'ikar Locha, there's a prohibition. It's not just like Tev Locha, Shem Me'ikar Adin. That because many hold like Rashi, Ayin Shem, look over there, which the Sharatin Oizayin brings.
That this is from the Sefer Yireim, from the Reim and the Sefer Chumash, by Lekir, it says, look over there. So you should know that in the Smagi, right, so also Rabbeinu Chananel explains like Rashi, and the Bach brings him. And this that Tesis brings, Rabbeinu Chananel explains that it's Dafka when you're shaking off from the dew, so it's written over there in the Smagi, named Rabbeinu Tam. And also he says, I found in the Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel that we have, which just, he says, Be'ez Hashem Mizbech, just in the times of Chavetz Chaim came out and was printed, that it's written there explicitly that the shaking off is from the dust, from the earth. And you have to say that it was a scribal error that came into the printing, that they mixed up Rabbeinu Tam with Rabbeinu Chananel, as we find that the Smag brought it in the Rabbeinu Tam. And this is brought in the Gemara, that Chazod Dikatalele looked at this dew on it, sounds like that it explains that something dirty, so that's what he says, I saw in the Chiddush around the Me'ivi, that some Mefarshim explained like this. So continues Mr. Burr, says, Mekamakam there. Now, however, it seems the Yeshlis Mechadir Rishayna, one could rely on the first opinion, Lahakal to be lenient al de in Yehudi, to be lenient through a non Jew. But Fratik, Lepam, Mishum Kavala Bezbeze, specifically, and there are times that there's some type of human dignity that's related to this. But nevertheless, now it's good to be careful, Kishabash Shachas, Beshabas Lebesa Medish. If someone comes in the morning, on Shabbos in the morning to Shul, Laniach, Koivoy, Ubogodov, put his hat and his garments, Bemakam Shimur, in the protective area, Kadeshle Yiplu Lugs, it doesn't fall onto the ground. The Alavakalim, what happens is it gets dusty, it gets dirty, be able to Chil Shabbos, and one might come to Chil Shabbos, like we're speaking about, to come and clean it off. Sivkot and Zayin. And there are more broad that, however, Motu Lahasa Bahulu, it's permitted to remove the feathers from a garment on Shabbos. That's not similar to whitening, to laundering. Because the feathers are not stuck inside the garment, but often like the water and the dirt. Rather, stands there above the garment. Therefore, it's permitted even when it's new and one is particular regarding it. With the Sharat Sinai's test, says, look at Magen Ram that brings the name of the Sefer Zechreinus, that he's concerned actually for this regarding that there's a prohibition, because he considers it like shaking off from the dust. Look at Be'agra, that it seems that he agrees to the opinion of the Ramah regarding this to be permitted, and the proof is from the Yishalmi, and they also prove that Rashi also holds like this, and therefore I was saying some Lahakal, says the Shatzin. Now, the Rai from the Vilna Gur from the Yishalmi says, I found there is a rule that was recently printed in the Shemes Adam, I saw that he wonders on the Ramah that quotes it to be permitted, but according to the Rambam, that's stringent regarding shaking off a new dark garment from the white gold that's hanging on it, the same thing should be over here. Now, regarding the halacha of shaking and to separating from thorns, it's permitted. The Rambam quotes also that also over there goes into the depth of the garment, and it does not differentiate at all if the garment is new or not. So obviously, that's not included in tikkun mada and fixing a vessel. And for sure, but here, that the feathers are on the top, the white gold that's hanging in the garment at the time when it's new, that you're shaking off to make the garment beautiful. That's different because that's a malacha like that the professionals do when they finish off the garment. That's considered a significant malacha, and that's how it really it instructs the wording of the Rambam that writes in this commercial mud and ice, like the professionals do it. The Rambam is not just saying a fun fact. There's a critical feature in it being a problematic element. Be halacha. In different maschal, but a tal shal leha. So he said, if someone shakes a new dark talus from the dew that's on it, so then it's michayev because the shaking is works as effective as laundry. If he's particular regarding it, not to wear it without that. So the Eli Rabbi writes the name of that gudda, that the same thing as snow. Says the Be'alach, it appears to me that if the snow did not yet melt at all, then it's permitted, because that's like feathers that we brought later on. That's brought later on the Ramah, which we just quoted, that it's in the mumal, it's on the top. It does did not enter into the garment. But one should be careful to shake it off lightly, that even if it was a little melted and it's not recognizable, it would only fool the substance of the snow that's on the top. So look what we wrote in Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Shulti Gebarim. The Ramah Shalusha Makbid. We said it's only a problem to shaking off the dew if it's particular regarding it. The reason is because through that, that's considered the yipa beged, making the garment better from like laundry. Now, if he's shaking it off for someone else, and that other person is, and this person is makbid, but the other person actually is not makbid, he just, it bothers him. You know, some people that they're like, they can't stand that someone else is not clean to their standards. Says the Berurah Halacha, one should be stringent. Because since for the one who's shaking it, it's a yipui, so he's doing malacha. But you can reject it, because since the garment is not becoming any better for the owner of the garment, it's not considered as a malacha. And maybe this was the story by Kumta de Rabbi Yisim, look within the Gemara of Kofem Zayin, and therefore Abai was mechasim lemeisimalei, and Rabbi Yisim responded that it's permitted, because we go based on the owner of the garment. And so if it was the opposite, it would be forbidden according to this. And says the Berurah Halacha, one has to look into this, what the halacha is in this case. The maschal alei, who said if you're particular regarding it, not to wear it without near, then it's a problem. The Gemara that Kofman Zayin brings Amar Rav Huna. If someone shakes his talis on Shabbos, it's chay b'chatas. But we only said it when it's new, but when it's old, it's not a problem. And we also only said it when it's black. But regarding white and red, that would not bother by. Now, and moreover, it has to be that he's makbid on it. Now, Ula went to Pumbedisa, and he saw a rabbi that was shaking out his garment. He says, oh, the rabbi's being mechal Shabbos. So Rav Huna said to him, you could shake it out of his face. We're not particular about it. It's not a problem. That's the wording of the Gemara. Now, for the wording of the Gemara that says it's only a problem for who the kapid, sounds like Lachar says the Be'alacham, that even if it's new and black, we don't say the Mestami is makbid in it, only if we know, only if we know specifically that the person in particular, that's obviously not going to rub the base, that he explains like this. But if that's the case, it's difficult. What's the reason of Ula that he said, Pepshitus under Rabban, that the Mechal Shabbos? I understand that the Ula saw that it was new and it was black. But how do you know that the person is makbid to say that it's been Mechal Shabbos? Also, on the words of Rashi that he explains on this, that the Gemara says, Elabuchmi, only if it's black. Rashi says, Elabuchmi, meaning that the dust ruins the appearance, and Bukapitala is particular regarding it. That's the words of Rashi. So it says, based on this, Rashi's words are very difficult, because this thing needed to be black, but we're told, anyways, that you know that the person's particular. So obviously we have to explain that this, that it says, who the Kapit, is coming to exclude only when he's not Makbid, but Bistama, unspecifically we say, that when it's new and black, the person is particular, because the dust ruins the appearance, and therefore it makes sense what Ula said, oh, the Mechal Shabbos, because he thought, since it's black garments. So it's like Rashi said, Mustama the Makbid, and that Rabbi Yehuda responded, Adnan lo yikabdin. What it means to say is, no, we're not generally particular regarding this. We wear it many times without shaking it out, and therefore permit, even when it's black. So Tabaya, that was Machasim to respond to Rabbi Yehuda, look at within the Gemara, was also for the reason of Ula. Rabbi Yehuda responded to him, no, we're not Makbid at all regarding this. Similar to how Rabbi Yehuda responded to Ula. Now, according to this, someone wants to shake out his talis that's new and black. It's not permitted only if it's known to him that he's not usually particular regarding this. Like the story of Yehuda. This that the Torah writes, and if you're missing one of these, it's permitted. Also, means the same idea. Now, says the Berlacha, with all this said, I did not want to rely on our dikdukim, on all our precisions of reading the Gemara, to come out with a halacha leniency. He says, I searched in the Swarm of the Rishayim. Says, I found Be'ez Hashem that that's how it's obvious from their words. And this that the Gemara says, that Behu, the Kapti Alayu, that if he's particular regarding it, it's only come to exclude where he's not Makbid. But Bistama, since it's new and black, it is going to be Asa, because he says this is the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says like this, if someone shakes a new black garment to make it beautiful, and to remove the white gold that's hanging from it, like the way the Umdan do it, Skai V'chatas, and if it's not Makbid, then it's Mutter. So, for the fact that it doesn't stipulate also Behuda Kabbalah, like Lashon of the Gemara, like he himself writes in the beginning in the regard to Halacha Halukit Yabelis, obviously he's explaining that when it's new and black, we say Mistama, his derech, to be Makbid. And you see that from Lashon Rav Moshe, and that he says, if he's not Magbir, then it's Mutter. That says also obvious with the Smagin Tachos Shabbos, his words are like this. We say, in Perek Chavis, Samadar, Patalis, Meshabbos, Chayv Chatos, and we explain, it's Bechati Bogmi, black and white, black and new, where he's Magbir on it, so it's Malabin. So you see, obviously, he's explained like we're saying, that it says, the Kapit Alayim. And he says, the truth, I saw the Chadush Marshal that explains that you have to say, the Kapit Alayim with a Vav. But says the Be'alach, it's very difficult to make a mistake in all the Rishayim that they all write this wording, and also the Sefer Yireim to the Rebbe Elazar Mimitz, that from him comes out all the Lashon HaSmag regarding this, also writes Dikab Alai with a Dalet, that it's like automatic. Sefer Yireim for Rebbe Elazar Mimitz, Ishbal Eleket, the Kol by the Morchad, and the Perek Chavos, they all write explicitly, like Lashon HaSmag, it's obvious from this that they all explain the Sugya, like we're saying, in Mistama he is Kapit. As we prove in Lashon Rashi, it says Behuda Kapit, that's only Kapit exclude when he's not Magbit. Now, it's possible also, according to this, says the Be'er Lachon, that it's known that even by white and red, that also his norm is to be makbid, not to wear it without shaking it off. It would be also over there to shake it out. I think it only permits it in general. And then it makes sense also the words of Be'er Lachon, which says the Be'er Lachon again, that just recently it came out in print around the Gemara, that the Vilna Shas, those who look at it very well, it says, because anyways, they're very difficult, that they contradicted some, look over there, which the Nirshon number 10 brings, that Sechel Shabbos of Kum Zayin Ben Aleph, he writes, and if the garment is new and black, and he's particular, you know, I'll shake it out. So you see, there's no prohibition about shaking it out, only if it's Makbar, not in Stam, that we don't know if it's Makbar or not. It sounds like you're permitted to shake it out. Now that he writes, that if the garment's old or white, and he's not Makbar, then you're permitted to shake it out. You see, only if he's not Makbar, you're allowed to shake it out, but in general, you're not allowed to shake it out. However, according to what the Be'er Halacha is saying, it makes sense. That this that he writes that a garment is new and black and he's makbid on it, it's forbidden to shake it out, doesn't mean that a garment that's known to us that he's makbid in it, only that if it's new and black, then you should leave it even in general that he's makbid. And this that he writes that if it's old and white and he's not makbid on it, you're allowed to shake it out, doesn't mean a garment that's known to us that he's not makbid, only in such a situation that you should leave it, that even in general, he's not makbid in it. So continues the Be'er Halacha, said, in the Mela, it's obvious from him also, like we're saying, that when it's white, when it's new and black, we say Mistaba is Derech Chizmi Makbid. Moreover, you should know that from the Pishur Ben Chananel that we brought before, says Be'er Halacha, here Hashem Einai, Hashem illuminated my eyes, and they understood the words of the Bahag. Because the Bahag writes, and his words are like this, Nar Odom Talisa, person can shake it as talis, like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, if let's say some flaxseed or some cooked dish falls on this garment, you'll have to peel it off, and his words are brought in the Magen Avraham. Now, L'chaira, where does the Bahag get this halacha of flaxseed, and why does he put it near the halacha of Benar? Now, but according to Pishur Ben Chananel, that we just quoted, if you look over there, you'll see that he explains that this thing about says, Chazot Tali Aleh, that he saw dew on it, that is something filth. And that's how the Meiri and Chazot explains that also were recently printed, and that includes anything that dirties the garment. Of that, Rabbi responded, the fights are shadi. We're not particular, so you could just scatter it. And from this, it illuminates the words of Bahag. In the beginning, he writes, you're allowed to shake the tiles like Rehuda, that's because we're not Machmin. And then he was Murnabas in the Zalocha on the story of Abaya and the reason that's mentioned in the Gemara. And according to this, all the reason that I had to regarding this is also only because we're not Machmin, like regarding shaking a tiles. Comes out according to this, that if he's a person that is Machmin, not to wear it, as long as the flaxseed was not peeled off or the cooked dish that got dried up on this garment, it would be totally enough, even according to the words of Bahag, not to peel it off on Shabbos. And the Halacha would be Mamish in all its protim, like regarding shaking off from the dew. Because the Gemara puts them together to the teaching of Huda. It sounds like they have the same halacha. And just like the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah quote the halacha regarding shaking off from dew and the earth that it's forbidden, even though Rav Yehuda and Rav Yisra responded that we're not makbid because it depends on the place in time in history, some are makbid and some are not makbid, same thing would be regarding this. Now the Achrayim don't explain in the words of the Bahag as much as necessary. Now, it says, don't ask according to the words of Bahag. It's why do we paskin that if someone has mud on his garment, you could scrape it off with his fingernail. What's better regarding this than the flaxseed or the cooked dish on the garment? You could say that you're right. According to Bahag, it's talking about that it's not new or you're not makbid. Or you could say, and that's the primary, that the mud on someone's garment, even though you're scraping it off with the fingernail, you're not removing the stain totally. You're just scraping away the thickness of the mud on the top. And for sure, according to what they write, that it's talking about by moist mud, for sure that's the case, and therefore it's not including malabit, and it's permitted in all situations, which is not the case by flaxseed, or by the dish, the food that got dried up on the person's garment. Bahag holds that through what you're peeling it off, by default you're also removing the stain with it, and therefore it's not permitted only in the situation where it's permitted to shake out the talus, that is, when it's not new, or you're not makbid. the masla geshamim. So Rambam spoke about that for sure. You're not allowed to shake out a garment that got soaked in water or that it got rained on. So it says the Be'alach, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Gimel, what I wrote, that regarding this, there is no difference between black and other colors like we spoke about regarding dew. Because over there, it's a little bit, not particularly shaken out only when it's black, but here, when it's a lot of water, the norm is to be makbid to shake it out with all garments. So then you can have a problem with schita. That's how many achrenim write. Also, the Belengarin is included, according to the opinion of the Kalbay. But he ends, in the Smag, he disagrees on this. Look over there. And it would seem to me, that even the Smag actually agrees to what we brought in Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Gemara. Look over there. Rambam brought that some say that you don't shake out a garment from the dust that's on it, if it's makban, and he says it's good to be concerned for that opinion. Now, it sounds like, says the Be'alach, in the wording of the Rambam, that according to the first opinion that explains shaking off from dew, that it wouldn't be even any isser, even any prohibition regarding this case of the dust. Now, he says, I saw in the Shulchan Aruch that he asks on what the Rosh writes on Pirush Rashi, that it doesn't seem to be correct, that on the shaking from dust, it would be shayach libun. Now, the Rosh himself, paskins, the lechaschusei sudara asr, to rub out the kerchief of a submitted. That's on the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh said, hey, paskins, because you're intending to shine it, to whiten it, and if it's like malabin. Sounds like that anything that's creating whiteness, in whatever way it is, it's going to be forbidden. And here the old paskin, that it's not shayach libun by offer. But why? But it's creating whiteness that you're intending when you're shaking it out to clean off the garment, which its form was darkened from the dust that's on it. That's the Adkan L'Shaynai of the Shulchan Aruch's question. Says the Be'alach, it appears to me that al karchach, that by default, it's not comparable at all, according to everyone, what we're talking about over here, to the case of kuskusi sudara, of rubbing the kerchief, even according to Shin's Rashi, because if not, over there we don't differentiate at all the garment, and also if he's makbar or not, in all situations also, which is not the case over here, because we see explicitly in the Gemara that if you're not makbar, it's permitted like a tchila. So too, regarding if it's white and red, obviously, because in our situation, you're not doing any really action of shining. You're just shaking it off from the dust and the earth that's on it. So therefore, we don't consider that as tzichtzuach. Only when you're makbar and then it's black. Then regarding that, the dust itself also diminishes its appearance, which is not the case by Kaskusi Sudara. We're doing it tzuach biyadayim actively to create whiteness on the garment. That's been an old situation, but that's the case. According to this, it makes sense. Even according to the Rashi, the Torah, the Mechaber later on said, hey, that they don't contradict each other. What it comes out from all this is that even according to those who permit, is specifically when you don't do any action at all, only you're shaking off from dust that's on it. But if you're shrubbing it, the garment, to remove the stains, to make it nice, according to everyone, there's going to be at least an issur regarding this, because not any less from Kiskusi Sudara, which we're going to quote later on, and all types of garments can be forbidden. It says, look later on, Be'alach the Ramaskal Dahavi, which Dishra 12 brings, that there he brings the words of the Taz, that's permitted to rub through the fingernail, to scrape through the fingernail, a stain of mud that doesn't have any substance, because if it does have, then you wouldn't be able to do that because of teichen, of grinding, as burnt shulchan over there. And that's not like the Be'alach writes over here, that according to all opinions, you're not allowed to scrub or rub a garment to make it nice. Look at Be'alach over there, that, however, he disagrees in the words of the Taz. Continues Be'alach, it says, this sounds like later on, that you're allowed to sweep garments with brooms that are not made out of twigs. That's to remove only the little sparks or the dust, as obvious nachemisha, in the way that's permitted, for example, if it's old or you're not particular, but not to rub to remove the stains, because that's forbidden even by hand, like kaskuse sudava, and for sure with a kli, says Melacha, this all appears, to my humble understanding, very clear. The Rambam brings on this halacha about the dust, not to shake it off, that it's good to be lachash and to be concerned for his opinion. That is even by hand, because the shaking is by hand. But sure, through a tool that's called barsht, which is like take a brush, or matalka, says the Chayyim. Look at the author that he writes in the name of the Yaret Dvash, that since we don't really know what's really so called so much dew, so one has to be careful regarding all of them. Now, the other chayim don't mention this, that we're not well versed. So whoever's stringent, blessings should come on them. Whoever's lenient has what to rely on. Now, it's good to do it through some type of a sheen or a deviation, like backhanded. However, like a tchila for sure, it's appropriate not to come to this, since like we wrote in the Mishnah Berurah. What he means to say is that even in the way that's permitted to remove the dust, for example, the old garment, or is not particular regarding removing the feathers that everyone permits over here in all situations. However, it's permitted to remove it through a broom that's made from thin twigs so that they don't break. That's what the Maimon Motka says. And the Sefer Tzvi Yisrael, he writes that today's times, the thing is to make it forbidden even through a brush that's made from hairs. That's written in Sefer Yaros Tvash. Look over there, the reason. And it's not permitted only by hand. Which edition 23 brings, that there he explains that since there's a tircha regarding it, so it's like an element of uvdun dechayil, it's like a weekday type of activity, and it looks like as if you're doing tikkun on the beggar, and therefore that's refrained from. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number one, that we said that this Isser is shaking out a new talus from the dew. So, like the Mishnah Berurah said, that it still has some newness to it. Now, what's considered a new talus regarding this? The Baal Lacha, the Maskal Lachish, writes the name of the Aris Dabash, so we don't know what it is. And therefore, one should be stringent not to shake out every garment from the dew or the dust that's on it. However, since Menachem don't mention this, the Baal Lacha writes over there, that even though Machmer Tabalab Bracha, but if you're lenient, you have what to rely on, but it's good to do it with a Shinu. Now, a garment that's recognizable from its appearance that it's a Begad of Shabbos, Reb Nisker Eltz holds that that's included in the Begad Chadash, and that would be awesome. Addition number two, we said there's a difference between black, which is problematic, but white and red, there's no problem. Now, a light-colored garment, some of them hold that it has a halacha like a black garment, because since the derech is to be machbir on it like a black garment, and that's also a pinner of Nisker Eletz. However, a garment that's dyed with a light gray, offer kaya, like a ash, Nisker Eletz holds that as long as it's recognizable that's offer and not shachar, it does not have a halacha like shachar. Now, a light garment that also has clear spots, this girl is not sure if it has a halacha like a black garment. Dishra number four, Be'alacha spoke about a case, the one that's brushing off the garment is particular, but the other one he's doing it for is not makbin, says, l'chari you should be makbir. Similarly, Rishon Zalman is in doubt regarding the Issa Boyer, when you're sifting water from pieces that's inside of it, that's forbidden for istinus, but it's permitted for all other people. It's brought to Pribagad, Mesimish, and Yotes. If you go after the one who's doing the sifting, or the one that you're doing it for. Look in what we wrote in the Be'alacha later on, Mesimish, and Yotes, and Yodim, Maskal Hoyo. Now, however, regarding this Abayr, with selecting like tart apples from the sweet ones, the Pribagad writes that even if their halacha is like one type regarding Melacha Abayr, a kapanim regarding the person that hates tart apples is considered as two minim. However, the prima gadim takes like for granted and permitted for others who like the tart apples, like the sweet ones, to select it for that person. Dershon number five: a garment that in general you're not particularly regarding. It's just that now you're shaking it off because of Kabbat Shabbos or something else. Some of them writes that its halacha is like a garment that you're not makbid, and he adds on. That's a mefurish and piskei rin b'set l'shabbos and s'vah semes. This girl holds that if every Shabbos is makbid on the garment, even though during the weekday is not makbid on, so it has a halacha like a beggar, then you are makbid. If you shake it out for some specific purpose, then this girl does not show if it has a halacha like being makbid. Dish number six, the reason of the chilik between the new garment that you're not allowed to shake it out and the old garment that you're allowed to shake it out, my motzchah writes that by new garment, in general, one is particular, that water should not get absorbed inside of it so that it doesn't shrink. And if it's logical that you're shaking out in the way that the water that's absorbed inside of it should come out, comes out that you're doing schita on the beggar. But an old garment, you're not particular in the water that's inside of it. Therefore, it's logical that you're shaking out in a way that only the water that's on it will come out. And such a shaking is not considered schita on the beggar. That's what Shulchan Aruch Rav explains. That someone shakes out a new garment, since you're makbid to shake it out, that's psikration, you're going to come to schita through the shaking out. But if you're shaking out an old garment, you're not particular to shake it out, so that's not psikration, that's not an emblem that you're going to come to schita. Dish number seven, dusty shoes. Aruch Shulchan writes that permitted to remove the dust from it. That's written in Shubhashev Alevi. The reason for this is, right, Shubhashev Alevi, is that since the dust does not get into the shoe itself. So removing it is not considered as laundering the shoes. And he adds on that even though there's no issur regarding this, however, the main thing is not to do that, only through by banging the feet on the ground or something like that. And Shuba Samas Chaim is not sure regarding Salacha. Now, someone that if his garment got dirty from dust and he wants to go between people that are standing near each other very close so that he'll rub off, the garment will get cleaned off by rubbing against them, Shlomo Zalman writes, it's permitted for him to do that because these people are not cleaning his garment, only in the way of misasik. They don't realize. And moreover, they're not interested in cleaning the garment. Similarly, a person that his garment got dirty from dust, this girl holds that Zilada lay down his garments in his bed, even though it's inevitable that through that his garments going to get cleaned off, because it's not the form of how you do Malachim Liman at all, so there's no answer. Dish number 8, if someone did a Malacha on Shabbos Benezin, Til David writes, that only the Malacha becomes a to have benefit, but not the actual thing itself. And that's what Ben Tishchai writes, that someone that launders his garment on Shabbos Benezin, forbidden for him to have benefit from the loading of the garment forever, as brought in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Tiches regarding cooking and Shabbos, and therefore he has to go make it dirty and then wash it permittedly, and it's not enough just to wash the garment without making it dirty before. However, the Sefer Shulchan Aruch only writes it's forbidden for the one who laundered to have benefit from that garment forever, even if he makes it dirty. Like people got Simon Shin Tiches, he's not sure regarding Bar B'Shabbos B'Mezid. If after Shabbos you can leave that oichel in the psalus like it was in the beginning, and then to go and do bar again in the weekday. Addition number 11. A light banging through the hand, Shlomo Zalman holds, that's included in shaking a garment, that's forbidden. Another Nesgarelin holds that, meaning it's for near, which sometimes that's permitted. But Ms. Gross told that banging also included shivshuv, which is rubbing, which is more severe. Dershu number 13, to shake very strongly, Shlomo Zalman holds, that's forbidden in all situations, because since you're doing that, it's obvious that you're makbid. He's also inclined that since when you're shaking strongly, you remove the dust that's absorbed in the garment, that's considered like laundering with water, and everything may be forbidden. Dershu number 14, if a person could go in a place that generally not many people are there, Shlomo Zalman holds that one should not be leaning with the heter of Kavod Abrius, because it's you don't need to do this. Addition number 15, removing the feathers, Shubas Mechzitzchi writes that you can do it by hand and not only just with blowing with the mouth. And that's also what the Rama has in mind. Now the reason for the heter is brought in Shulchan Aruch Rav, because it's logical that it fell probably from a pillow or a blanket, so it's not halach, it does not have to look like mukta, because you'll not even put it back to the place where it was, as brought in Shulchan later on Simishin Men, Sifchas. We write later on the Simishin Ches, Sifchon Kovlam, in the name of the Chazish, and it seems that according to his opinion, that the feathers are bottled regarding the garment regarding this, and therefore that's why you'll not move it. Dish number 16, garments that some breadcrumbs or something like that fell on them, this girl holds that you let it shake it off, and he adds on that even if they fell on a woolen garment, for example, like a kerchief or something like that, a handkerchief, that would really get stuck a little bit, the crumbs, still, you let it go ahead and shake it off.